Blog Talk Radio.
Testing 1, 2. Hey, what's going on? Can you hear me?
Late for work today. Late for work. This haircut. This is one of the best haircuts ever.
All right. You're in a chipper mood.
Good mood, man. I got blown up in bowling yesterday. I played 5 games. I lost 4-1.
In what?
In bowling.
In bowling. Who'd you bowl with?
This girl. She killed me. She said she sucks. She's a fucking ringer.
That's how it goes, man. That's how it goes. All right, man. So there was no fight this weekend, so we'll do the upcoming fights. We'll do Leon Spinks passes away, the Mark Breland story with Deontay.
Did you have that before I sent it to you, or you didn't know?
You know what? I saw it, and I was going to put it on, but I just saw it late yesterday, though. It's one of those things I saw late yesterday, like after I sent the notes and everything. So that was a real good one. Let's see here. The WBA makes Jamal James a champion without actually having a fight.
I thought Ugas was going to be the champion. They didn't make Ugas the champion?
Yeah, no. The WBA named Jamal James as his welterweight champion. Yeah.
I thought Ugas was going to be the champion.
Makes no goddamn sense. None. And then he's got a mandatory against Radzab Butyev. Taev, I don't know. Mayweather and Jake Paul has been postponed. Kid Galahad finally gets his shot for the IBF title. Teofimo's next fight against George Gambosos and Shakur Stevenson's new lady. Let me see if I can bring up Twitter and see if I can get those picks. But I'll do that during the show. So. All right, man, you ready?
But what about, doesn't Ugas have the super title and he has the world title? Or how does... I'm confused here. Let me just double check Ugas boxing. Yordanis Ugas.
Yeah, let's see.
Okay. Because he has a WBA welterweight title too. Which one of them has the world and which one of them has the?
Let me see.
Oh, he has the regular. Okay, I apologize. So
yeah,
I guess
the regular champ then.
Ugas is the regular champ. I apologize. Okay.
Well, Ugas is the world champ. Manny Pacquiao is a super champ. Ugas is the world champ. And then Jamal James is like interim. Whatever the fuck. I don't know. WBA is
So Ugas was promoted to the super champ, which Pacquiao.
That's right, because Pacquiao's a champion in recess.
Yes. Okay, right. So then James took up his old regular title.
Right.
That's what happened. Okay. Is that what you meant? I'm sorry.
The story says that, let's see here.
Ugas is the super champ now, and James is the regular champ.
Yeah, Fight News is reporting that the World Box WBA named Jamal James as his welterweight champion after enforcing rules and considering his boxing record. Through resolution of the WBA Championships Committee, the body made the decision regarding James. The American won the interim title on August 8th by defeating Thomas Delorme by unanimous decision in Los Angeles, California. James will now have to fulfill a mandatory commitment versus Radzab Butyev in his next fight.
So he's their regular champion and
what if Ugas is a super champion?
No, Ugas is a super champion.
Yeah, gotcha.
Because he used to be the regular champion. So then when he got elevated to super champion, his spot became vacant.
But now he doesn't have a belt then.
No, he's the super champion.
What does that mean? Because like when the WBA, the WBC is the franchise champion.
The WBA has two has a super champion and they have a regular world champion.
That makes zero sense.
You didn't know that? Yeah, they have.
No, I did know that, but I'm just saying it makes zero sense.
So he's the regular champ now.
He's our super duper champion.
ugas is the super champ and this guy's the regular champ. It's
makes
fucking ridiculous.
Zero sense.
It's ridiculous.
Crazy. All right, you ready? Well,
I'm ready.
All right. What time is it?
Broadcasting from Cincinnati.
You're listening to the Ringside Reporter Podcast.
All the news in the world of boxing right here.
Well, I'm talking to you the way I want to talk to you.
Now, here's your host, Eric Lorda.
And we are live on Super Bowl Sunday. Welcome to the Ringside Reporter Show, where we talk about the latest boxing news. If it's related to boxing, we'll talk about it here. My name is Eric Lorta, and I'm here with my co-host, Joe Habib. We got a great show for you today, and if you want to call in and ask questions, you can call in right now at 323-870-3857, and we'll be here for about a half hour today. Let you get out of here definitely to watch a big game tonight. And today, we're going to talk about Teofimo Lopez, his next fight, and we'll tell you who it's going to be against. And also, too, Super Bowl Sunday. Hey, listen, if you don't know who to bet in the Super Bowl, we got you covered. Beating the Odds with Beeb. You couldn't have picked a better show today. Steve and I got you covered. But first, we're going to get started with no fights. There's no fights this weekend, Beeb. It was an empty weekend. What's going on?
Nothing going on, man.
Nothing. Not squat. Nothing.
This is a boxing fan's nightmare. No fights. No fights to talk about. But again, there's always the upcoming fight to talk about.
There we go.
And there's always these outlandish stories and rumors and stuff that are always swirling around that we can talk about too. So
yeah, absolutely.
We get to talk about real news and fake news.
That's right. It seems to be our MO around here, doesn't it?
And then we get to decipher on which is the truth and which is not.
That's right. That's right.
Which is always a challenge.
That's why you tune in. That's why you come talk to B&B. You holler it up. We give you the facts.
We're like CNN over here, man.
Yeah, like CNN. Maybe like Newsmax, maybe like ONN or Newsmax somewhere. Maybe.
Yeah, I like
I think
Newsmax.
We're somewhere around though. Yeah, I like Newsmax. Yeah. Is all right. There we go. Yeah. We'll be Newsmax right today. How about that?
Exactly.
And then we'll be Fox News next week, and then we'll do MSNBC the week after.
Okay, you can be Rachel Maddow. I don't want to be her. I don't like her.
Why do I got to be Rachel Maddow?
I don't like her.
I don't know. You know who's got the hot newscasters? It's Fox.
Fox, yeah.
My Jesus.
They do.
My goodness, man. It's crazy. I can't concentrate on the news. I gotta turn the channel.
All right, please.
It's Sunday, Pete.
Please.
February 13th in Las Vegas. 6 days from today. See that simple math I just did there? Joe Smith Jr. versus Maxim Vlasov. 12 rounds for the vacant WBO light heavyweight title. On the undercard, Richard Comey versus Jackson Marinez. 10 rounds lightweights. Carlos Adames versus the dreaded TBA. And let me see who else is on here. No one really stands out here. They're all like six rounders and stuff. Let's talk about this fight for a minute before we go to the next one. I really want to see Joe Smith Jr. win this fight.
Oh,
I like him a lot.
Oh my God, I'm so excited for this fight. And this is one of the rare occasions. Well, not I can't say rare occasions, but because you know we're supposed to be, you know, objective here and not subjective. We're supposed to be unbiased here. But
sure.
Joe Smith is. How can you not root for this guy? This guy.
How could you not?
He's a union. What's he? A union construction worker
something
like
that.
That.
I don't know. But he's a union guy. He works
he's
a regular
guy.
Job. Like as soon as he's done training, he goes and works his magic. You know, he goes and works his regular job.
You know? And then he came. You know, he came out of nowhere, beat Hopkins and beat Fonfora back to back. And
I was at the Fonfora fight, and it was shocking. I tell you what, it was shocking.
Yeah,
I saw like Fonfora before the fight and everything like that. And he just looked relaxed. He looked ready to go, and Joe Smith just took him out.
Yeah, talk about seizing an opportunity, an opportunity of a lifetime.
Boy, you're not lying, man.
This guy, you know, grabbed the bull with both horns, and he took that opportunity.
Yeah, and I think, like I said, man, I mean, Centurion Sun said the Rocky story is a movie. Listen, he's like a real life Rocky to us. You know what I mean? I mean, when you look at his story and everything like that, you know, he's like a real Rocky. Callie King said that Joe Smith works at 7-Eleven. How dare you?
Don't start disrespecting people. He's got a good win over Jesse Hart too.
Yeah.
That's a solid win.
Yeah, absolutely. He's fought some elite guys.
Knocked out former world champion Elito Alvarez.
Yeah.
He can
fight.
This is a guy that knocked out Kovalev, Elito Alvarez.
Yeah.
This is a solid guy.
He's got some dog in him. He can fight, man. He can definitely fight. I'm looking forward to it. I'm also looking forward to Richard Comey, seeing what he looks like after that demolition.
It's been off a while, right?
Demolition. So
I know.
Stripped him. That was bad, son.
Why are you taking pleasure in someone losing like that? Come
I'm
on.
Just saying. Well, Teofimo's our boy. I mean, he's my boy. I mean, what am I going to do?
Oh, he's your boy now.
He's my boy now. Loma was my boy. Now Teofimo's my boy. It's always better to be on the winner's bandwagon, right?
Oh, my God. Double agent.
I'll be picking the Super Bowl winner tonight about 11. So,
That's a tough one, man. There's a lot of late money going on Tampa Bay.
They're still like minus three, I think. I think they're still like field goal favorites. I think Kansas City opened at 3.5, and Tampa Bay, I guess they moved it to like 3 or something like that. Oh. JC said Eric is such a fanboy. You could say that again. All right, so February 13th on DAZN in the UK. Josh Warrington versus Mauricio Lara, 10-round featherweights. Lee Wood versus Reese Mould, 12 rounds for the vacant British featherweight title. And there's a lot of people on there that you probably never heard of before, so we won't go into it. Josh Warrington, he gave up his featherweight title to fight Gary Russell or was it Zukan? Is he the one? I can't remember. Something like that.
Yeah, Zukan, yeah.
However, he has no fights scheduled with either one of them if he wins this fight. He has no contracts, no nothing. And he just gave away the featherweight title so he can chase those guys.
The head scratcher.
In the meantime, he's fighting Mauricio, what's his name? I've never heard of him. Mauricio Lara. It doesn't mean he's a bad fighter. It just means I've never heard of him. Talk about the 800-pound elephant in the room. He didn't want to fight Kid Galahad again.
It seems as though that could be the case. I don't think he really believes he won that first fight.
I don't know how he could believe he won the first fight.
I scored that fight 8-4.
That was a wipeout, son.
I thought it was a clear victory for Galahad.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm glad that at least Galahad's going to have another opportunity to win that title.
I believe
he will win that title.
I do, too. It's not an easy fight for him, but I think he will win it.
Yeah, I think he'll win it. And, you know, it's almost like poetic justice here, if you really think about it.
Wouldn't it be great if he had to get a shot back at Galahad because he can't get Russell or Khan?
Yeah.
I don't understand. I don't understand why because Kid Galahad was the mandatory for his title.
Why would you give up the fight, to give up your belt, excuse me, based on a fight that you want to have happen, but it's not even signed yet?
No.
So you're giving up the fight on basically a whim, a proposed fight that could be happening down the road, but it's not like a given. That would be like moving to a different city. Well, people do this, I guess. Moving to a different city and packing up your family without having a job yet.
That's what I was about to say. It's about like quitting your job.
Moving to another state or something.
Right.
You have nothing lined up and you're just hoping on a whim that you're going to get a better job there.
Right. It's like quitting your job and applying at Citibank for a manager position. When I haven't gotten offered a job or anything like that, I'm just going to quit my job here and apply for this manager position at Citibank because I think I might have a shot at this.
See, we're on the same wavelength on this one.
That's right. It's scary. It's scary.
See, we're good planners. We would never do something like that.
Never. But some people take that chance. Some people do.
It's called a leap of faith.
That's right.
A leap of faith.
There it is.
I'm a science guy.
You're a Scientology guy. February 13th in Indio, California, DAZN. Jojo Diaz versus, I'm going to butcher this Russian name.
Pull out the speaking spell.
I'm going to need like Hooked on Phonics or something like that.
Use Google.
Shavkatstan Rakimov.
Good job, man.
Shavkatstan Rakimov.
Sounds like you got it right.
Sounds good to me. This is for Diaz IBF Junior Lightweight title. Patrick Teixeira on the other card versus Brian Castano. 12 rounds for Teixeira's WBO Junior Middleweight title. That should be a pretty good one, though.
That's a really good fight.
That's a really good fight.
Really good fight on paper. Let's see how it plays out.
Yeah. That's a good co-main right there.
Yeah.
It's probably better than the main.
Yeah.
Ronny Rios versus Oscar Negrete. They're junior featherweights. No rounds yet. Shane Mosley Jr. versus Jason Quigley. That's a step up for Shane Mosley Jr.
Yeah.
They're both middleweights, and the rounds haven't been announced yet. You know, I read somewhere, somebody, and it was just like some kind of piece or whatever, says that Shane Mosley could be ready for a title shot within 12 months.
Really?
Well, I mean, at the rate the WBA is going, I mean, he could be ready for one next week. But,
yeah,
I mean, that seems a little soon. And this guy, you know, the crazy, this guy started boxing later on. It wasn't like he was 8 years old and he started out and going and stuff like that, or started when he was a teenager. I mean, he started a little bit later. Typically, you know, you can have some, if you start later, you have some success. But when you start running up against guys who've done this for a long time, a lot of experience, man, it's, it's a little bit different, man.
You know, you got David Benavidez, Caleb Plant. You got Canelo.
Yeah.
Which guy is he gonna fight for a title? Who's he gonna beat? No, say this with all due respect, but
I think they can't be talking about a world. I didn't read the article, but I can't imagine that they're talking about a world title there.
I mean, the kid's 16-3.
Yeah, no, he's got to be talking about like a USBA or something like that. I mean, something.
He's tall too. He's like. It's funny because Shane was 5'9", and his mother, what's her name? I think it was the Korean, Jin Mosley. Yeah.
Yeah.
She wasn't that tall.
Yeah, she was gonna be short, you know.
Yeah. How did this kid become 6'1"? How does that happen? Well, I guess Jack. Stop it!
I didn't say a word.
You didn't have to say anything. Your face told it all.
Well, did my mouth say anything?
All.
Did my mouth say anything? I didn't say nothing.
Always got oh my God, your mind is always in the gutter.
I didn't say
always
nothing.
In the gutter.
I didn't say nothing. You remember Shane Mosley when he got divorced, and like he was living in his wife's basement. It was like his house, but wasn't he was like living in the basement, and she was dating other dudes, and she got to keep his belts and everything. Could you imagine?
She sold his belt. She sold his belt or at least took his belts from him. I don't know if she sold them or not, but
I heard the new boyfriend was trying on the belts and everything. That's what I heard.
But Shane Mosley's dad is tall. So that's probably what happened. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a logical explanation for it. I mean, yeah.
Cut it out. You stop.
I'm not sure why I didn't even do anything, man.
She was cut. Apparently, you know, from what I've read, she was cutthroat, during the divorce proceedings with him.
The fact that he's living in his own basement, yeah, that's pretty cutthroat, man. I mean, she could have put him out on the streets. I don't know.
I think Jack Mosley's like maybe 5'11 or so.
Yeah, I'm sure he's a tall one. Yeah, that's it.
He's taller than Shane, anyway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So there you go, right there. That's logical. And that's it for next weekend, man. That's it for next weekend. So some decent fights. What's coming up on the horizon here? Burchelt on February 20th. All right, Miguel Burchelt versus Oscar Valdez, 12 rounds for Burchelt WBC Junior Lightweight title. Man, that is the fight. And also, too, we got Adrian Broner coming up on the 20th as well. That's amazing.
It's funny. A lot of people are interested in Adrian Broner's fight. They want to see what happens when he comes back. And
it's from Tumble Town. Yeah. Well, why wouldn't they be?
And it's kind of cool that now, you know, people are starting to root for him now, and they're not really throwing shade on him like they were before.
I mean, the guy's flat busted. I mean, you know, did you see the I sent you the Insta. He posted on Instagram.
Oh, I saw that.
Like $16 in his bank account or something like that.
$13
in his bank account. And I traced the routing number because he didn't cover up the routing number, the bank number. And it's to a bank in Ohio. So who knows? I mean, I don't know. I mean, I know it's a legit bank in Ohio. So, yeah, man. So he must be having some rough times, man.
He's asking people, like, for Cash App.
Yeah. Tyler McCrary was doing the same thing. He was on Bronner's Instagram feed asking for money. And I don't know. Again, man, I don't know if they're playing or whatever, but he gave his Cash App name out. So yeah, I wonder how much money. I wonder if he made me money off that. I wonder if it'd be worth doing. You know, like if I put my cash out, hey, help me out.
Oh my god, I think I would have too much pride for that. I don't know.
I don't know.
I'd have to be in real dire straits. Well, I don't know.
I don't know. Why not? Somebody wants to give you money. Let me give you money. Yes.
This has come from the guy who's rooting for like another stimulus check. He can't wait to get that other stimulus check.
I'm going
to
tell you what, if they cut me out of that stimulus check, I'm going to be really, really angry, put it that way. Because that's what he said. He was like, you know, vote for me. We're going to give you the stimulus, and vote for the people in Georgia. They're going to give you the stimulus.
Eric's like, keep them,
liars.
Keep them stimulus checks coming. You're worse than my brother. My brother keeps asking, baby. You know, my brother's asking me every day, did they pass that? Did they pass that stimulus bill yet?
Your brother's going to get paid. He's going to give, like, dog social security numbers and everything like that so he can use them as dependents. Like your neighbor's cat.
It's out of control, man. Don't work some overtime.
I'd have given a stimulus. Gotta work overtime, son.
Oh,
all right, let's go to our news and rumors here. JC said I'm better off creating an OnlyFans account. So that OnlyFans, I was looking into that because I was trying to get the Snow Queen on here. Somebody said that she did the OnlyFans thing. Correct me if I'm wrong. It kind of looks like girls strip on there. Is that what OnlyFans is?
There are a lot of, X-rated people on OnlyFans.
Mm.
That's where they post their stuff. You know, I don't know.
Mm.
Snow Queen LA. I don't know what her deal is. I'm trying to,
the stripper.
It's crazy.
She's stripping for money on OnlyFans. That's what somebody told me. That she's on OnlyFans. But in all fairness, though, I could not find her on OnlyFans, so I can't,
Yeah, I don't know.
I can't confirm that. Let's see if we can get her on the show, though. See if we can get her on. She interviews a lot of top guys, right?
Yeah, she does. She's got a lot. She interviewed Teofimo Lopez, I think Lomachenko, Robert Garcia. She gets a lot of good guys.
Yeah.
Up and coming boxers and stuff, champions, managers, trainers.
She gets a lot of guys, yeah. Or she gets a lot of top guys.
I don't know. You may have to clear that get that cleared before we have her on.
Trust me, it ain't getting cleared, all right?
You know who you have to ask to get that.
I do know who I have to ask, and that ain't getting cleared, so.
That may not get cleared. You know that.
Oh, man.
I'm not doing anything to persuade.
Yeah.
Don't even pull me into it because I'm not going to get involved.
It ain't getting cleared, man. I know, we've had quite a few people talk about her and stuff like that on the chat, and they were like, get her on.
It ain't getting cleared.
Sorry, guys. Nothing I can do. Hey, listen, nothing I can do. You have to go to my supervisor for that.
Our sponsors will dump us in a heartbeat.
And by dump us, I mean like out in the street dump us.
We may get blocked on Twitter like the pillow guy did.
Pillow guy got blocked on Twitter. How did your pillow guy get blocked on Twitter, man?
Because he's getting involved in that election fraud thing, man.
Dumb, son.
You can't talk about the election on Twitter. You're gonna get blocked. Are you gonna get?
Can you imagine? How much his business is suffering from that?
Yeah. I gotta ask someone a question. Are those pillows really anything special?
No.
I was tempted to buy one, but I had to slap myself a couple times before I hit this,
How much are the pillows?
I don't know. They're like, 30, 40 bucks a pillow or something like that?
That's about what pillows want, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, it's just a pillow. What are you, it's like sleeping on a cloud.
Yeah.
Pillow.
Come on.
Thank you so much, D-Style. I take the Chiefs. Taking the Chiefs.
My heart says Bucks, but...
You're Tom Brady homer.
The Chiefs are tough, man.
Yeah, Chiefs are tough. I don't know, man. They're playing home. Listen, I can see it going both ways. I can see it going either way. All right, some sad news to report today, man. Leon Spinks, former heavyweight champion of the world, undisputed heavyweight champion of the world, passed away at the age of 67. Got the news yesterday. Beat Muhammad Ali for the world title in 1978. He won gold for the United States in the 76 Olympics. He was also a former Marine. Spinks was also the brother of Hall of Famer Michael Spinks, the Jinx, former world champion as well, former heavyweight champion, and the father of former welterweight champion Corey Spinks. When I heard the news about Leon Spinks, I immediately thought of Aaron Pryor. And I guess Aaron Pryor, from what I understand, I don't know if he was an alternate on that Olympic team or what, but I know he, in his book, if you read Aaron Pryor's book, he said that he was talking about both Spinks brothers, and he was really good friends with Leon Spinks, really good friends. He said that that Michael Spinks was, like, really straight-laced and did everything he was supposed to do and really, you know, and Leon was the wild one. You know, Leon would just, you know, he was like the partier and everything like that, and Aaron immediately gravitated toward Leon, which made a lot of sense, you know. But yeah, it made me think of Aaron Pryor when I heard the news yesterday. So really sad news, man. Really good fighter. Really good fighter. Not the best heavyweight in the world, but was at one time the best heavyweight in the world for one night, man.
It's in the history books that he beat the great Muhammad Ali. And then you could sit there and say, well, that wasn't the best Muhammad Ali. Well, again, he only had 7 fights when he did it. So
hey, it wasn't the best Leon either, you know? I mean, it may not have been the best Muhammad Ali, but listen. It was a good enough Muhammad Ali to be the undisputed world heavyweight champion. Put it that way. I mean, the baddest man on the planet, you know? So, hey, man, that was sad news, man. That was sad news.
And then I hate when Floyd used to say, oh, Muhammad Ali's not better than me. He lost to a guy that only had 7 fights. Okay, but let's keep that into context. Right. You know, like, the guy could fight. You know, he was a world-class – he was an Olympic gold medalist. He could fight. He wasn't just an average Joe with 7 fights. Wasn't your run-of-the-mill prospect. So
right. I mean, he's pretty good. He's better than average. He was better than Conor McGregor, put it that way.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
He
fought a guy with no professional fights.
Right.
Can I be honest with you? I don't want to go down this rabbit hole, but I think it's disgraceful that they were allowed to put that on as a legitimate fight on his record just so he can get 50-0. That was what a way to break Rocky Marciano's record. That's like the crappiest, shittiest way you could ever imagine to break Rocky Marciano's record.
Really?
And the family was disgusted by that. They were insulted by that.
They should be. Of course it's not the best way. Are you kidding me? The guy had 0 pro fights, never boxed.
How could anyone why am I even asking this question? Duh. It was a friggin', what, $300 million fight or whatever, $500,000 fight. Of course they're going to sanction it based off of the money.
Right. Well, sure. Yeah, I mean, you know, yeah, exactly.
It's I don't know. I guess money can buy everything or anything.
Yeah. Thank you so much, D-Style. He said it's a heavyweight record, though. I'm not sure what he's referring to.
The Marciano thing.
Okay, yeah,
well,
Marciano.
It was publicized as just a record for fighters in general because I guess some guys, no one has gone 49-0. I guess some guys have draws and stuff on their record, so that kind of cancels them out. I think Ricardo Lopez has a draw on his record.
He does.
So basically that took him out of it. This is like an I guess a draw is considered a blemish. It's not a loss, but it's still considered a blemish.
Because
you didn't win.
Yeah.
So if you look at, I guess, the record book, Floyd is the only one that has 50-0.
Yeah, and great. Good for him. I mean, you did it against a guy with no boxing experience, no professional boxing experience. I guess McGregor boxed as an amateur, but, you know, he wasn't on the Irish Olympic team. So, you know, I mean, you know what I'm saying? He's not the kind of guy, you know, that anybody expected to give Floyd a hard time or beat. So it was just one of those things, man. And,
yeah.
and for him to do this at just, you know, I don't know. For him to do that at to get 50-0 and break that record.
Well, I don't know. These tell says no one called it a record. I heard it called a record. I mean, I guess
because Larry Holmes. Remember, Larry Holmes was it was Larry Holmes and Michael Spinks. That 48-0 to tie Marciano's record.
I guess everyone can have their own interpretation of it. I'm not going to argue either. I'm not going to defend it. I'm not going to argue for it or against it.
I mean, if you really think that Floyd passed Marciano's record, then that's on you.
People go back and say, well, Chavez was this, but again, this is we're talking about how they finished their career.
That's the other thing. Yeah,
you can't freeze it in time. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So to be like. Officially, Mayweather is the guy that has the most amount of fights without a loss on it or a draw.
And it is, listen, 49-0 for Mayweather and Marciano. Don't get me, but it's a really incredible record when you think about it. Because you don't have a bad night, you're going to have a bad night on one of those nights, and you still won the fight. So I mean, that's, you know,
because I guess not to sound redundant, but I guess a lot of these guys did have more wins than him, but they had a draw on their record.
Yeah.
So
that's
considered, you know, a blemish.
Yeah.
And some guys had no contests on there. So all those things are considered blemishes, so to speak. They're not like losses, but they're not.
It's not a
wins.
Perfect record.
It's not like
throwing a no hitter in baseball versus a perfect game. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. That's a perfect example right there. Yeah. So those guys had perfect games, but Floyd had a no-hitter.
Right.
Yeah. And and please, for anyone in the chat, I'm not defending Floyd here. I'm just technically, officially, does have the...
Officially, it is what it is. Yeah, officially.
It's a flawless record.
Yeah. It's official,
It's the highest amount of wins with a flawless record.
Yeah.
I mean, Andre. What was Andre Ward like, 35-0 or something like that?
You know. Yeah, he was undefeated, but I mean, that
he didn't have as many wins.
The fact that he walked away when he did, I think, is great. Yeah. I really do. I mean, because he accomplished everything he wanted to accomplish. You know, that's kind of the way. You know, I think everybody should walk out. You know, so.
No, he's thinking of D Styles asking about that. Was that guy? Was that guy the TBE guy?
He lost.
He just lost. Yeah.
Juan Hang Menayosin. Yeah.
And
the
Floyd,
TBE.
And Floyd was so excited when he lost too.
Jeez.
Oh, he went nuts.
Yeah.
He went nuts.
On earth, man? Like, dude, he was like celebrating. I'm like.
He was so happy when that guy lost. Oh, see, you guys can't compare anyone to me. Blah 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 blah. And I'm like, come on.
You know what the worst is? Every year in football. Well, it used to be. I don't know if they still do it or not. If they do, they don't publicize it. The 71 Miami Dolphins or the 70 Miami Dolphins? One of those.
Oh, so it was 72, I think it was.
The 72 Miami Dolphins?
Yeah, they
were
undefeated.
They were 14-0. Anyway, they won the Super Bowl, undefeated, won the Super Bowl, everything like that. And every year after that, they would, every time when there was no more undefeated teams, when the last undefeated team fell in the NFL, because it's obviously a rare occurrence, it hasn't been done since 72, they would show them popping champagne bottles. You know, and celebrating, like toasting their undefeated season every year when a team fell, you know.
That's so stupid.
And it's so corny. Like, come on.
Because records are made to be broken.
Right.
You don't hear Kareem Abdul, Kareem Abdul, well, has any of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's records been broken yet?
I don't know.
No, but, the greats who are pretty secure in their own skin, they don't fill in the history books. Listen, if you're a great, you're a great. If you're in the Hall of Fame, you're in the Hall of Fame. It's great to have records, whatever, but eventually the records are going to get broken.
Yeah,
and
they should. They're made to. And they should be broken because, again, man, athletes don't get slower as time goes on. They get faster. They get bigger. They get stronger every generation. That's why, like, when we talk about these fantasy fights and we talk about, like, say, Sugar Ray Robinson – you know, could have been the best in his era to ever do it, but I don't know that he could really compete in this era. The guys are just bigger, they're stronger, they're faster, they got better technique. I mean, it's just, it's one of those things, man. You know, yeah. There's different ways to train now, and, you know.
It's so tough to compare errors, too, because then everyone says this these things like, okay, well, they had to do this back in the day, they had to do this back in the day, whatever. These guys don't have to fight as much. But again, if you were to put Sugar Ray Robinson in the time machine, and he was able to fight less and make the money he's making now, you actually think he would have 175 fights or whatever? No. I think he had 202 fights.
What was he making per fight? You know, I mean, like, really, he wasn't making $1,000 per fight, big ones.
And back in the day, too, they used to win the title, but then they would have non-title fights in between. Yeah. So they would fight like 10-round non-title fights just to stay busy.
Yeah.
Almost like sparring sessions. They don't do that now. I mean, they'll take an easy fight in between, but these guys would, like, Sugar Robinson would fight guys in between that were, you know, had sub 500 records as the champion. And I'm not trying to diminish what he did. I'm not downing the guy. I'm just stating fact.
Right.
Well, you go look at Sugar Robinson's record after he won the middleweight title. He would have a string of, like, non-title fights, 10 rounders, whatever, against nondescript opposition. So.
Yeah,
just
different
back then.
You know, if you look at the best throwback I can do for this era was Julio Cesar Chavez, you know, who fought, like, I mean, every couple of months. I mean, just
he would go back. He would basically do essentially what Sugar Ray Robinson used to do. He'd go back to Mexico and fight non-title fights.
Yeah,
and again, it wasn't like he'd make a big deal about it. He just basically had sparring sessions with all due respect to his opponent.
Sure,
but got paid for it.
You know, and he did that for the people, too, because they could never see his fights. Yeah, they could never see his fights.
And he did it for his fans. Yeah.
Which was awesome. That's how he also did it for the
opponents. Like, these guys could tell their grandkids, I fought Julio Cesar Chavez.
Yeah. Could you imagine that? I mean, could you imagine?
Right?
Like, yeah. It's insane.
See this scar on above my eye right there? The great Julio Cesar Chavez put this on me. Imagine that.
Could you imagine? You imagine how great that would be, you know?
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
That's awesome. All right. Mark Breland responds to Deontay Wilder's claims about a spike in his drink and everything like that. Quote, Wilder's career is over now. I'm done and he's done. I'm done with him. Wilder only has power, and we'll see how far that takes him. That's all I'm going to say. I wish him well, and that's it. Breland told this to The Fight is Right. Breland also talked about the spike the water. He said, quote, so many people know me. My character speaks for itself. If you're looking at tapes or whatever and stuff like that, you don't ever see water in my hands. And regardless of that, I'm here to help you. My attitude is when you win, I win. Then he talked about the glove situation. I guess, let's see here. He said, if Fury did, I don't know. I doubt it very much, but at the same time, he ain't going to beat Tyson Fury. JD's was standing right there when the man was getting his hands wrapped. If they put something in there, either Jay is blind or Jay is right there when he's getting his hands wrapped and he didn't say anything. But to be honest, that's how much he knows about boxing. He probably could have put a cast up there and he would not have known. Wow, that's some strong stuff from Breland. Somebody, and I don't know if it was D-Style on Twitter or somebody on Twitter I read, and they had a really, really good point. And he said something to the effect of, if the water was spiked, wouldn't it have shown up on the drug test?
Yeah, I don't know if D-Sal said that or not. I have to ask.
I don't know. I thought it was D-Sal, but I could be wrong. So maybe somebody else said it. But anyway, I read it on Twitter, and I just thought it was a great point. I was like, wow, that is a really good point I didn't think of, but he's right. It wouldn't have shown up on a drug test if his water was spiked with anything.
Well, here's the thing. Every single outlandish, ridiculous claim that Wilder made was debunked. Number one, how could Breland have spiked the water if he never held the goddamn thing in his hand? He never had the water bottle in his hand, ever. Ever.
Spiked in the dressing room.
So how did he do that? Number two, how could the gloves have been loaded or tampered with when the commission looked at him, the inspectors looked at him before the fight? The gloves went into a room the night before the fight. They don't come out till the guys go into the dressing ring, and then the gloves get delivered to them. And then JD's, Wilder's second assistant was in there watching the taping. Like, everything is debunked. Everything, and then even the people that made his suit, they came out and said, you know what, he's always worn suits like this. We've constantly made suits for him like this. So how could all of a sudden this suit be too heavy for him to walk to the ring with?
He trains in a 40-pound vest.
So I mean, it's just, I don't know how he can repair his reputation after all these excuses that he made after that loss to Fury. I don't know what he can do. I guess he's going to have his sycophants that are just going to always worship him, and they're always going to, because again, you have to look at a lot of his fans make money off of his controversy, right? Because they come on YouTube, they make all these crazy videos, and they make them over and over and over again. And what happens? All their crazy followers give them super chats, they get ad revenue for them or whatever, controversy sells. And they don't give two shits about Wilder, and Wilder doesn't give two shits about them. Wilder's using them for publicity, and they're using Wilder using his name to make money. So again, this is another part of the dirty part of boxing. You know, I could never do it. I like money just as much as the next guy, but I could never come on here and just be a lap dog for somebody just so I can make money. Couldn't do it. I couldn't be. I have my favorite fighters. But again, Tyson Fury is my favorite fighter of all time. Sugar Ray Leonard is my favorite fighter of all time. Tyson Fury is my favorite current fighter right now.
Yeah.
I love both these guys. But I could sit there and be objective when I analyze their careers, and I analyze things that happened in their careers. Said it several times, Sugar Ray Leonard, when he fought Donnie Leon, having Donnie Leon come down 168 pounds and forcing him to put his 175-pound title on the line as well as his 168-pound title on the line was bullshit. And then Sugar Ray Leonard comes into the ring like 162 pounds. And, I thought it was a bad look. It made a lot of money, put a lot of money in Donnie Leon's pocket.
Yeah.
But I thought it was really taking advantage of your leverage and your name by making Donnie Leon do that. Why should he even have to have put his 175-pound title on the line? Just let him fight for the 168-pound title. That's it. But it is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, same thing with Tyson Fury. We know he popped positive for PEDs. He could use it when he used the boar meat excuse. I just don't believe it. You know, as much as we like these guys, we can be honest and we can critique them. Nobody's perfect. Doesn't mean I don't still admire the both men, but some things they're going to say, some things that, you know, they may believe or whatever. I can't co-sign everything. You just can't.
No,
it's just like these people who belong to political parties.
Right.
They'll, you know, no matter what, this is why I love being a registered independent, because I can pick and choose. I don't have to be on a side. I'm not going to love everybody's policy, 100% of their policies. You know what I mean? Just like I'm not going to agree with the fighter's behavior 100% of the time, all the time.
Wow. Thank you so much, D-Style, man. We appreciate it, man. Thank you very much.
And that's the thing. So I just think people need to really be honest, and they have to be. It's okay to be biased, but you have to be objective at the same time. I know I sound like a broken record saying this, but it is, you know, it's what I firmly believe. And I think, you know, I want to put words in your mouth, but I think you believe that too.
I do. I do, because, you know, you got to stay objective. And if you don't, because, you know, and you may get more likes and everything like that if you ride a certain, you know, horse, you know what I mean? And, you know, because he's got a fan base and everything like that. If you ride a certain horse long enough, yeah, I get it. But, I don't know, man.
Just like you, when you gave Nacho Caller of the Year, as much as I like Nacho,
sure,
I think Wood should have been Caller of the Year.
Georgie.
I thought Wood should have been. Georgie's too much of a conspiracy theorist. Every time his phone calls have he's like gone off the reservation, that guy, with his conspiracy theories.
Wow.
I said it to his face when he was on the air. I said it to his face. I called him the Alex Jones of boxing.
Wow, and he's got nothing but nice things to say about you, Beeb.
I talked
to him the other day, and he was like, that Beeb is just a very nice guy. He said he's got nothing but nice things and good things to say about you. He said you're a very powerful and attractive man. That's what he said about you, Beeb.
Well, I don't want him to say that about you, please.
That's what he said. That's what he
please.
Said. I can't speak. I'm just telling you what Georgie said.
All right.
That's nice, Beeb. Real nice, buddy. Real nice. We're class act. All right.
Georgie knows I love him. He's another a fellow Massachusetts native.
Let's see here. Oh, you know what? Let me go to Robert. Robert just texted me here. Robert's on the line.
Hello, guys. How are
you? Where
you
been, Robbie?
Robert, what's up, man?
Where
is Robbie, baby?
Where have you been?
Super Bowl Sunday, son.
I had to put out a Mrs. Person's report on you. I was worried about you. Did you get your finished yet?
I've been busy with my podcast, man, but I've been listening every week.
Wow, Robbie's too busy for us now. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Oh,
Robbie's too busy
for us.
The old I'm too busy. The old I'm too busy to call in.
Don't talk like that, Joe. Come on. Anyway, as I just told Eric, not everybody knew who Mark Breland was. I remember a very famous case where we all used to be on another show and the host didn't have any idea who he was.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for bringing that up, Robbie.
Robbie,
as much as we like to put that behind us, Robbie, we could never forget that, can we?
That's right. Because how can you follow boxing and not know who the hell Mark Breland is?
One of the best, arguably the best United States amateur fighter ever.
One of them, yeah.
Arguably the best.
You could say that. Was he like 110-1 or something like that?
Ridiculous. Yeah, something ridiculous.
He only has one loss as an amateur.
Well, and remember, our two most famous boxing teams were the 1976 team and the 1984 team.
84, yeah.
Correct. Which one do you think was better, Robbie?
You know what?
'Cause they had Cubans. They had to fight Cubans.
I would say the same thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would say,
or Russians. Did they fight Russians in 84?
I'm not even sure if they even fought Russians. I can't remember.
No,
I can't remember
76 had to go through the gauntlet.
Yeah.
And speaking of that, I don't know if you covered it yet, Eric, but we lost a member of that team yesterday.
I did cover that. What were your thoughts on it? Now, Robbie broke the news to me yesterday. He actually said that, you know, he told me that about Leon Spinks and everything like that. What was your thoughts when you got that message, Robert?
Well, I knew he'd been sick for a while. You know, I'm glad he's in a better place now. But, Leon was a very good fighter, but I don't think he got the respect he deserved because he won the title so early and then turned around and lost it. But I don't think everybody realized what kind of career he had afterwards because he won several titles. Like, he won the Cruiserweight title, I think, twice, and he won other minor heavyweight titles. But I think, you know, boxing public didn't – the casuals, anyway, didn't really pay him much attention because Michael later on got more attention than Leon ever did.
Michael was very good. Michael was a very, very good fighter.
Yeah. So, and I want to comment on I just tuned in a little late, so, but you got to give respect to people like Julio Cesar Chavez, who would stay active. And, yeah, he may not have fought the biggest names in between his title fights, but I appreciate a fighter who will get in the ring and continue to stay active. I hate the way boxing is run today, where the big names only fight maybe two times a year. That's why I have a lot of respect for Canelo. He's already got a fight scheduled for February. He's got a fight scheduled for May. And from what I'm hearing, he's planning on fighting in September and December.
Wow.
You know, now you're jumping off the Triple G bandwagon and you're jumping on the Canelo bandwagon. That's what I love about you, Robbie. You and Eric.
No.
That's right.
You just ride the wave.
Like Don King,
baby. You just ride the wave.
I'm just busting your chops.
Okay. You know you can't come on here without me throwing a few digs at you. I got to throw a few digs at you.
So rude,
dude.
You're so
rude.
Yeah,
you have to do that. I got a lot of respect for, you know, people that actually take their career seriously and you know, get their butts in the ring and actually do what they're supposed to do. I'm so sick of fighters.
Sort of like me and Eric. We take Akira seriously.
Yeah, of course you do.
Report.
You're here every week. I could name a few other podcasts that don't know when they're going to record. So, you know.
It's snowing outside. We're probably going to get 50 inches. I'm still doing the show. I'm not afraid.
Right.
Hey, and today's a good day to
be
inside.
Right in the towers.
Today's a good day to be inside. It's Super Bowl Sunday, you know?
It is 20. It's 19 degrees here in Cincinnati.
So
it is freezing outside. It is freezing outside.
It's, well, see, we had a week like that. I think it was the week before last week. We were like in single digits some days.
That's insane. I hate it.
Thought I was in Chicago, for Christ's sake.
Crazy.
Yeah. But anyway, I agree with Mark Breland's opinion. I think Wilder, I think the Deontay Wilder that we saw as champion, we'll no longer see him anymore. And yeah, he may get more fights, but my question will be, will anybody be willing to pay attention to them other than his, you might as well call Deontay Wilder the Donald Trump of boxing, because look at how many people try to defend
him. Well, Robbie, here's the interesting question I have to ask you now.
Okay.
Will Deontay Wilder be the bad boy now of boxing? Will he be a guy that everyone tunes into to see lose now?
Oh, yeah.
I think they've already seen him lose.
Will they just want to watch to root against him, to hope he loses?
Oh, maybe more.
It'll
be like the Floyd Mayweather thing, but with Floyd Mayweather, you may have wanted to see him lose because you may not have liked the kind of person he was, but you knew you were going to get a good fight. You knew he was going to give his best effort. With Deontay Wilder, all you're going to see is him trying to knock people out because that's all he's got left.
Nacho.
Nacho, shut up.
Nacho always has to. This is
Jesus.
Can we revoke his caller of the year?
Seriously, you know what?
Can we rescind his caller of the year title?
Come on,
you should rescind his caller. I mean,
that's garbage.
You don't hear Robbie bragging about how he lives in California. You don't hear him bragging about how warm it is over there.
You don't hear him
throwing digs. And I laced Robbie when he came on. He responded respectfully to me.
Respect.
He didn't even stoop down to my level. And you're taking shots from the chat. Why can't you be more like Robbie and turn the other cheek?
What's the matter with you, Nacho? Nacho, for those of you who don't know, in the chat, Nacho just said it is 68 degrees in California. Good for you.
Well, look,
it's
19
degrees out here.
Well, la-di-da to you, Nacho. La-di-da.
Yeah.
Look, go put your
flowered shirt on there, whatever, and your little friggin'
flowered shirt.
For those that may not be
put your
aware.
Sunglasses on and your straw hat. Put your straw hat on. Next he'll be telling me he's kicking his feet up at the pool right now.
Okay.
MEZ Box has a question. Thank you so much. Actually, thank you so much, MEZ Box. He says, is it true Wilder turned down the Charles Martin fight because he wanted more money? Now, I heard this is a rumor. I haven't seen it. I
haven't heard this.
Yeah, I heard that he turned down the Martin fight because he wanted, like, a lot more money than they were willing to spend on it. It's a rumor. I don't know if it's true or not. I mean, to me, it's probably plausible, but I don't know.
I think Deontay Wilder is... Go ahead, Joe.
Robbie, how's everything going at the house? Is everyone okay?
Everything is fine, brother. Everything is good.
Awesome. Good deal.
But I think Deontay Wilder is kind of living in his own world, and he's going to demand salaries that he used to get as champion. And he's got to realize he's a former champion now. He's not going to get as much as he did when he was champion. So if he wants to continue his career, he's got to live in the real world and take whatever somebody gives him.
All right, there we go. Robert's take.
You know,
Rob, we get a lot of people asking about you. We get a lot of people in the chat. Where's Robbie? You know, a lot of people love you still, man. So
I listen every week. But I call in when I have the opportunity. And I knew you guys were going to be on early today. I tried to get here earlier, but it didn't make it. But of course, today is a big. Go ahead, Joe.
Are you going to be doing your show? You're going to be doing your show tonight, even though the Super Bowl's on, or are you going to be changing the time
for
your show?
No. We moved to Tuesdays, Joe. We're doing our show on Tuesdays now, so we're going to be giving a complete wrap up on the game today. You know.
What's the name of your show so everybody can come and listen to you?
It is called Sports Lounge Live, and you can find it on legendoldies.com. Or if you have a smart speaker, just tell it to play Legend Oldies Radio from TuneIn.
Sounds good.
And we're on from 6
call,
to 8 every Tuesday Eastern time.
They should call the show Ringside Robbie's Corner.
That'd be good.
Final question for you
before I get you out of here.
Okay.
Who do you like for the game today, KC or Tampa Bay?
Joe, you're not going to like this, but I do not want to see Tom Brady win another Super Bowl. I'm Chiefs all the way.
Wow. Hating on Tom Brady. Love it.
I mean, there's a lot of people that
are salty that Tom Brady left New England. It's like 50, believe it or not, it's like 50-50.
Really?
Yeah.
Over here, the people I'm talking to. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm rooting for Tom Brady because I have a ton of respect for him and what he's done, and I'm impressed with him. I like the way he carries himself. I think he's good for the game. I think he's good for the game. I think he's good for sports in general. When I see a guy like Brady, I always root for a guy like Brady. But that's my heart talking. My head's telling me the Chiefs are going to win.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, and you know what? And you know what? He's already talking about a contract extension because he says his goal is to play past 45 and he'd like to play as close to 50 as possible. So
who's the oldest football player of all time, Robbie?
That would be George Blanda. He played until he was 48.
Yeah, kicker. Yeah, he's a kicker.
Well, no, he was a kicker and a backup quarterback.
Yeah.
So.
What's his name? George Blanda.
George Blanda.
Okay. Yeah.
How old is Brady right now, 43?
Yeah, what is he, 40?
Brady is 43.
You know, he's a vegan. He doesn't eat any meat.
No,
he's like a plant-based guy.
He has his own special diet. Matter of fact, he started his own company. It's called TB12. He used to have a building right across the street from the Patriots practice facility. Remember, he doesn't need the money because not only has he made plenty of his own, but he's married to a supermodel and she makes more money than he does.
Wow.
And they both have a lot.
Don't make that much money.
They both have a lot of endorsements, too.
Yes. Yeah.
I heard Giselle's on OnlyFans. B, did you hear that? She's on OnlyFans.
Please, with the OnlyFans.
That's what I heard. I didn't go check it out. I just said that's what I heard.
What is wrong with this kid today, man?
Well, like, I'm just asking questions. You know, like, I don't know.
You do these shows at 12. You're in rare form.
One other thing before I get out of here, guys.
All right, Robert. We'll catch you later, man.
He's got one more thing.
Oh, does he? Hang on. Let me bring you back. One more thing. Go ahead.
I didn't comment on the weather here because I used to live in Canada, and I've experienced cold days, so I'm never going to make fun of anybody's cold weather.
There you go. That's a real man right there.
Just put the stand-up guy Robbie is. Right. I don't care what anyone says about him. I always defend this guy.
All right, Robert. We got to get right at man. See, Robert's a stand-up guy. Reese Mack said he respected Joe Montana, but he enjoyed seeing the Giants smash him into the dirt. Listen, I don't ever want to hear Joe Montana's name on here again, ever. Ever. That's all we'll say about that.
Didn't they beat the Browns?
No, they beat the Bengals. And you know what? The refs screwed him. I don't want to hear his name. Screw Joe Montana. Hate Joe Montana.
Oh, it was the Bengals. You're right.
Yeah, it was the Bengals.
Okay.
All right. The WBA promotes Jamal James to champion. Fight News is reporting that the WBA named Jamal James as his welterweight champion after enforcing the rules and considering his boxing record. Translation, he didn't beat anybody for the title. Through a resolution of the WBA Championships Committee, the body made the decision regarding James. The American won the interim champion, I guess the interim title, on August 8th by defeating Thomas Delorme by unanimous decision in L.A. He'll now have to fulfill a mandatory commitment versus Radzab Budayev in his next fight. So there you go. Jamal James now champion without actually fighting.
It's insane, isn't it, how they're doing this?
WBA sucks. They suck.
You think I could be an honorary champion for the WBA? You think I could be the Lebanese champion for the WBA?
I don't see why not.
Thinking about belts like
yeah, you know. I'm the WBC champion. You see it right there.
Yeah.
There it is. WBC.
It's ridiculous, man. Who's first? The WBA. By far, the WBA is the worst. Is the worst sanctioning body of all time.
Yeah, I would say so. WBC is probably a close second, but yeah.
And you know how you want to know how ironic that is? They're the oldest sanctioning body. They've been around the longest. Now, granted, they changed their name. I think it was in 19. Trying to remember the year because they used to be called. I think they used to be called the New York State something, the New York State belt or whatever.
Yeah.
And they changed it to WBA. But they're the oldest. They're the oldest.
From Argentina, aren't they?
I think it's Venezuela
or something like that. Yeah, one of those countries.
Yeah. I think they're in Central America somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they're the oldest sanctioning body. You would think they would have it right by now. You think they would be the best run.
Yeah, they don't.
I know people are going to laugh when I say this, but I think the WBC, you know, with all of its issues, I think the WBC is probably the best sanctioning body.
They're the best promoted sanctioning body.
You know, the IBF I think is horrible because they have the most ridiculous ratings. They have like the worst contenders.
Yeah.
They never get it right, you know. At least the WBC champion is usually the best fighter in the division anyways.
Some people are saying Panama. Nacho says Venezuela. Nacho says Venezuela. I'm more likely to go with him.
I think it was Venezuela, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. I don't think Panama.
No, not Panama. I think it's Venezuela.
All right. Now so we're going to switch gears here. Some sad news to give Beeb, and I know you're kind of broken up about this too. We talked about this earlier and kind of had to talk you off a ledge. Floyd Mayweather versus Jake Paul has been postponed, Beeb. It has been postponed.
The second time, right?
First time.
Is it the first time they postponed it?
Yeah.
Okay.
But on an upside here, Mayweather said he wants to fight 3 exhibitions this year. How about that? He didn't fight 3 times in his pro career, but now he's going to fight 3 exhibitions. He wants to fight both Paul brothers, Jake and the other Paul, and possibly 50 Cent.
50 Cent will never fight him.
50 Cent, yes. 50 Cent came out on Twitter and asked to fight him, on social media and asked to fight him.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
He said that because he wants a big payday or whatever. Yeah, he wants to fight 50 Cent.
I'm wrong. I stand corrected. I didn't think 50 Cent would fight him.
50 Cent is a big guy, though, right?
Oh, he's like 200 pounds.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know.
Right now,
it's Floyd. He's going to beat, he'll beat whoever, but.
He may be over 200 pounds now.
Yeah, 50 Cent is a big guy, man. Like, yeah.
Yeah, I saw him at Foxwoods once. He's pretty thick.
He's peeping him out like that, huh?
Will you stop? You were the one that said he was a big guy. What did you mean by that there, Eric?
He's a big guy. He's over 200 pounds. He's a big guy.
Okay.
They say he was thick and his legs were thick and everything like that. I didn't go that far. What's the matter with you?
Oh, God.
What's wrong with you, son? Kid Galahad finally gets his shot. MTK Global wins the purse bet for Kid Galahad versus Jazza Dickens, and it will be for the IBF featherweight title vacated by Josh Warrington. This is a good fight.
Really good fight.
Not a gimme for Galahad at all, not a gimme for either fighter. This is a very, very good fight. I like Galahad in this one. And hopefully it gets made pretty quick, and we get to watch it. So there you go. Teofimo Lopez, his next fight will be likely to take place against George Kambosos. Now, before everybody goes crazy here, this is Lopez's mandatory. The IBF, I think he's the IBF mandatory, if I'm not mistaken. The fight was actually expected to take place in Australia, but because of COVID and everything like that, the fight will most likely take place in New York City. Yeah, apparently if you go to Australia, there's like a quarantine and everything like that you have to go through and all that other good stuff. And I guess it's kind of ramping up again out there. I don't know. I thought Australia was like over it.
Yeah.
But, you know, listen, you can be over it and it can blow up just like that.
Back in a second, right?
Yeah. So it's one of those things, man. It's just, it's tough conducting sports in this kind of pandemic, you know, it just is. Let's see here. Shakur, did you see the pictures of Shakur Stevenson? Did I send you those?
Did
Shakur Stevenson. I don't have him. I should have got him lined up, but I don't. If you guys go to Twitter and just go to Twitter and look up Shakur Stevenson. I'm sure it's on Instagram too, and his new lady. You know, some of those pics that he posted, and listen, I know Shakur is a young guy and a party guy and everything like that. I get it. I can't imagine sponsors would be too, you know, cutting each other off to get in the Shakur Stevenson business right now. No?
I'm not a prude by any means.
No,
but
no.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
If you're gonna,
I was blushing when I was looking at those pictures, just put it that way.
If you're going to show off your lady, you don't show her off like that. You show her off in a classy way. You don't show her off like that.
You wouldn't send those out as Christmas cards?
You know, and with all due respect to the young lady, you know, you shouldn't allow people to objectify you like that. You know,
they were some real provocative pictures, put it that way. They were,
I thought they were very demeaning to the woman.
For sure. Oh, for sure they were. I was surprised, like, she would, you know, I was surprised that, like,
she would do that.
A significant other would make those public. And she posted them too. So it wasn't just like Shakur doing it. It was like, I mean,
what you want to do behind closed doors.
Right. You want to take those pictures behind closed doors? Go for it. You know, make a film, whatever you want to do. But, like, to post this on Twitter, on social media like that.
Yeah.
You got me in trouble again, Beeb. You did it again. Lisa just texted me the facepalm emoji.
Lisa, now, just so you know, he's the producer of this show. Okay, he gets all the topics. Every now and then I'll send him a story.
Lisa's the supervisor of this show. Beeb sent me this story.
Wait.
He sent me the pictures. I didn't want to look at them.
Hold on yourself earlier, Beeb. Did I send you those?
I didn't want to look at them.
Did I send you those? Yes, you did, Eric.
I sent that for the show's sake. To make it look like I'm doing more than I am.
Your mind is always in the gutter, and you always get.
You sent me those pictures, and you were like, check this out. You know, and this is how I get in trouble.
Hold on yourself, Eric.
This is how I get in trouble, Beeb. You caused this mess.
Imagine Lisa's texting you right now.
Yeah, she did. She just said, don't throw Beeb under the bus. I know who I married. How dare you. We were defending the lady. We were defending her honor.
Not what you said when you sent me those pictures, though.
No. No, but I mean, on air, that's what I say. I, you know.
Antonio's ratting you out, he said.
What's that?
Antonio's in the chat. He said he ratted you out.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm telling my house. Stop it, Antonio. See, this is what happens. See, you know, we got to start recording the show when I just got to play it at certain times or something like that so nobody hears it, you know?
Yeah.
What's the matter with you?
You gotta put like a child block on the internet over there. So
yeah, what's he doing on the internet? Didn't I ground him? I think I grounded him. You shouldn't even be on the internet anyway. You know? Yeah. What are you doing? All right. Super Bowl time. Super Bowl predictions. The Kansas City Chiefs are field goal favorites over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Pretty good stuff, man. I think it's going to be a pretty good game. I really do. And I'll tell you what. I think that KC is going to win, but I'll be honest with you. I wouldn't mind seeing Brady win. I mean, how big of a comeback story would that be?
Like I said before, it's 50-50 on you know, people rooting for and against. It's right down the middle. There's a lot of people that are kind of like on the fence with it. You know, they did. A lot of people are saying, like, well, I don't want to see this guy win another one. He's already won. Let the younger guy win.
He's got 6 Super Bowl rings? He's been to 9? Yeah, let's see here. He's played in 9 Super Bowls, B, and he's won 6 of them.
And what's he, like, 10 years old?
How many rings do you need?
What's he, 10 years older than the other quarterback on the other
side? Something like that, yeah. Mahomes is a young guy, I think.
Yeah, he's a young guy. So a lot of people are kind of pulling for him to win.
Yeah. Do you think this is like a passing of the torch kind of game?
Or it could be, or it could be just the, you know, another way of showing Brady still has it too.
Yeah,
he's not ready to close the door on the chapter yet. You know.
Yeah, that could be too.
This could be like the opening of another chapter for Brady in his career.
Yeah, let's see here.
Not another dynasty.
The first touchdowns, 22-1. Mahomes has 6 rushing that Mahomes scores the first touchdown. 18-1, Rob Gronkowski scores the first one, and Cameron Blate, 30-1.
Is he 18? Brady's 18 years older than Mahomes?
I don't think so. Is he? He might be. Yeah. Yeah, he
really?
Might be. Nacho says, yeah, he might be.
All right, Nacho. You don't have to put the friggin' laughing emojis after everything. Like, you're not a comedian. I don't know who told you were a comedian, but stay in your lane a little bit, all right?
Oh, that's cold-blooded. Nacho was caller of the year. Respect.
I gotta see what I can do about that. I'm gonna appeal that decision.
Appeal that decision. Yeah, Mahomes is 25, Brady is 43.
Oh wow.
Wow. Yeah, I thought Mahomes was in his 20s.
Yeah.
Will Tom Brady score a rushing touchdown plus 600? Yes. Yes, he will. So there you go. Tom Brady's first pass will be incomplete. That's a plus 145. Now the over/under on rushing yards. Over 19.5 rushing yards for Patrick Mahomes is a minus 110 bet. So he's favored to get over 19.5 rushing yards. Let's see here. Let's see what else we got here. Largest lead by either team, under 16.5, minus 110. So, it could be a close one. And it says here, like all Super Bowls involving Tom Brady, expect another close contest, in which the outcome won't be clear until the fourth quarter. Yeah, he's always played close. I mean, they've always been real close games. Let's see here. Missed extra point is a plus 240. So both Butker and Suckup, that's his name, Suckup, have missed a combined 13 extra points this season, with each kicker shanking one in the playoffs. So plus 240 might be a good bet. Super Bowl MVP, here we go. Super Bowl MVP, Tyreek Hill is a 16-1 shot to win MVP, and he's for the Chiefs. Tom Brady is a plus 250 to win MVP. How about that? Plus 250. I think that Mahomes gets MVP.
I would say the same thing.
I think Mahomes gets MVP.
I would say that. I think he's going to rise to the occasion. Do you think it really matters that they're in Tampa Bay or not? My brother says it doesn't matter. Because
I don't think so, and I don't think the crowd is going to be that big, I'll be honest with you. And even if it is, how many people are going to be there from Tampa Bay?
If the Chiefs are used to playing in crap weather, they probably play even better in the warmer weather, right?
They'll play better either. Yeah, they'll play either way. It's not going to be a big deal. I really don't think home field. The only advantage home field is going to have is that the Chiefs, I believe, they were talking about getting there 2 days before the Super Bowl because of the COVID thing, and that's the NFL thing. That may be the big issue there. That may be the one sticking point, is they got to play on the field and everything like that, and they know the turf and they know.
You see what Reese Mack put in the chat? He goes, "I'm rooting for Brady to be sacked into the ground and left looking like Loki." Left looking like Loki after the Hulk smashed him.
Yeah, right.
Wow, that's crazy. That's brutal.
Wow, that's rough, man. That's going a little bit too far there. That's going a little bit too far. So yeah, I think we're all in unison. I think we think the Chiefs are going to win. You think it's a blowout?
I'll be honest. I think the Chiefs are going to win by 10 points.
I think they got so many weapons. They got so many weapons.
I don't think it'll be a blowout like with the Patriots. Remember the Patriots versus the Bears? That was the worst Super Bowl.
Oh, man, that 85 Bears team is the best team I've ever seen.
But they had one. What did they have? One loss during the regular season.
Lost to Miami on a Monday night.
Was that like towards the end of the season too? Was that?
Yeah. They shut out every team in the playoffs going into the Super Bowl. Won every game by shutout, and only allowed the Patriots to score 10 points.
How'd they lose to Miami that year?
Monday night. It was in Miami. It was a Monday night game. All stupid things happen on Monday night. If you got a streak going into Monday night, say goodbye to it. Monday night sucks.
Yeah.
All right, let's go Nacho. It looks like Nacho's on the phone, 706. 706, you're live.
What's up, guys? Not Nacho. Fuck that guy. It's caller of the year 2019. Bitches, I'm back. What's up?
Oh, 706, this is Jason. Look at this.
You've been crazy on Twitter lately.
He really has. You know what happened to him? You know what happened to him? He's found a girl now, and that's why he doesn't call in as much anymore.
I've been
you have a girlfriend now?
No, I've always had a girlfriend.
You have a girlfriend now? How much an hour do you pay her?
Dude, chill. I'm just celebrating. I've just been celebrating.
What are the rates?
I've like $100 an hour? Or is she like an alcohol? I mean, does she come to your place or you got to go to hers?
Do you do the 15-minute special or is it in call, out call? What is it?
I've been celebrating the demise of MAGA, you know. That's where I've been. How you been, Beeb? Hope you guys
you know
are good.
Yeah.
This is why you have to respect me. I give you credit when you're right. You are 100% right on this one.
That's why I never take
yeah.
it personal.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
That's why I never he take
went
it personal when we fight.
Because I used to defend some of Trump's policies. I never defended his behavior.
Not everything.
Jason,
yeah.
Jason
not everything.
Always
just some things. Just some things. Yeah. Just some things.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's good. How you guys been? I just thought I'd call in, man. So I haven't called in a while. I thought you were getting sick of Nacho.
I know. We haven't heard from you in a while.
You need the real call.
Nacho. Wow. Throwing shade on Nacho, man. That's cold-blooded.
You guys are talking shit about my boy, Jamal James. You guys are talking shit about the friend of the show, Jamal James. I couldn't believe it, so I had to call in. You know,
but he didn't – listen, it's nothing against Jamal James, but he didn't fight anybody to win the title.
Yeah, but Manny's gone. But, you know, now Thurman can fight him or Spence can fight him, you know, so he's got a title. At least he can get a big fight. He deserves it. He's pretty much, like, undefeated.
I think Ugas is going to get that fight before James.
Who do you think is a better fighter, James or Ugas?
Didn't Ugas beat James like a while
That's
back?
Tough, right?
When like and James had like a 2-week camp or something, and James lost to Ugas.
But it was Razor close though.
Yeah, so it's pretty close. They're, you know, and he didn't have a full camp, so you can't really say. But I hope he gets a Thurman fight. You know, that'll tell us how good he is. If he beats Thurman, why not? You know, give him Thurman. Thurman hasn't had a fight. He needs a tune up, or he needs like a mid level fight. Give it to him. Why not? And that fucking
Jamal James kills Thurman.
And that fraud from Omaha, Porter, Crawford, he needs to fight Porter. That fraud from Omaha is fucking running like a fucking bitch. Ever since Porter called him out, he's gone silent. Have you guys noticed that? He's gone fucking silent about Porter. He doesn't say shit about Porter. He's shook, dude. He is fucking shook. I'm telling you, he never mentions Porter. Since when did boxing become that you only get to fight one guy in the division? Don't you have to fight everybody? Spence is fighting Danny. He fought fucking Mikey, he fought fucking Brooke, Peterson, all these guys.
Yeah,
who has fucking Crawford fought?
I can't go against that argument, man.
You know? He's like, I don't need to fight.
He's fighting a lot of good people.
Who has?
But how much of that is his promoter and how much of that is him?
It's him mostly, it seems like. He has no pride. He has no desire to fight the best. He never says, I want Porter. You never see him saying that. He just does whatever Bob tells him. He's happy, like a fucking employee, like a loyal employee.
Yeah, but I don't even think. Do you think Bob is really pushing him, like getting behind him? Though I think Bob's doing a good job promoting Crawford.
No. But Crawford doesn't demand it. Crawford doesn't seem to be demanding it. What does Crawford demand? He doesn't say, "I want Porter, go make that fight." He's not publicly shaming Bob. He's just sitting back and doing.
Yeah,
whatever.
But you know what? That's not him, though. Yeah, that's not him, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
if he had like a, if he was like Ryan Garcia calling out everybody or Tank calling people out and stuff like that, it'd be a lot different, but that's not him.
But Ryan Garcia is another fucking fraud. Did you see how he just fucking scammed everybody for like 2 months? First he said, I want Tank. Then when Chang said, let's do it, he said, oh, I don't want him. Then he said he wants Manny. And then Golden Boy said, we're not making a Manny fight. And Ryan comes out and says, oh, I knew that was never going to happen. I was just fucking joking around. That guy's a fucking scammer, like the worst scammer I've ever seen. He's like a clout chasing.
Is that what he came out and said? That was just joking around?
Yeah. He just came out and said two days ago.
I didn't hear that.
He said 2 days ago, yeah, you don't really hear these things. I have to fucking like look on the Champ side. He posted the audio. Go on there. Champ side on Instagram, on YouTube.
Oh, wow.
He said, I knew
it. Yeah, I got to check it out.
He said, it's just a fantasy fight. He did the same thing with Tank. So two fights he called out. He made people believe that he's going to fight them. And now he's like, oh, nothing. And also, Tank's game from Texas came out. It was $1.4 million, and Ryan versus Luke was like $400,000. So people need to stop talking that bullshit that Ryan's the biggest star. No, Tank's gate was five times bigger. So, you know, Instagram followers don't always translate to fucking gate and pay-per-view and shit. And Tank's pay-per-view sold like
$400,000. Thank you so much, man. We appreciate it.
Not all those Instagram followers are buying tickets to the fight.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
That's
obviously, yeah.
This is actually a good call from him this week. I am freaking shocked.
See? You got to call him once a year because he comes up with good calls.
What did you do? Find Jesus while you were on your hiatus? What happened?
I told you, find a girl.
This is good, man. Now that you're getting some, I think it's improved your thought process a little bit.
Right. He's not, you know, just shot out of a cannon right now.
Now that you're not all, you don't have that build up like you had before?
Oh, he's off.
Oh, he dropped?
He just dropped. Yeah, he just dropped.
Nice.